For more perspective, we turn now to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest here on our program. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And from what Tamara has just said, it doesn't sound like this is going to have an impact on homeowners now.
I think that's right. Nothing is going to happen quickly, in part because Democrats and Republicans disagree, and in part because nobody really wants to mess up the housing market when it's still so fragile. As she pointed out, the limit on the biggest loans that they can make may fall in October unless Congress acts. We know now it's harder to get a mortgage than it was 4 or 5 years ago, and that's pretty much by design. We know that rates have been very low, but they're rising. And we know that taxpayers are essentially pumping enough money into Fannie and Freddie and the Federal Housing Administration to keep them afloat, you know, money that doesn't show up as part of the budget deficit. But eventually, if these changes happen and something will give eventually, it means that it's going to be more expensive to get a mortgage than it would otherwise have been. Taxpayers basically took the risk of the housing bust, and they didn't get compensated for it. And in one way or another, these reforms are going to put some of the risk back on the lenders, or the taxpayers, the government, is going to get paid for taking it. So that the shape and the nature of mortgages may change over time.
Well, we can talk about the shape of a mortgage. Mm-hmm. The tradition here in America, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, is that going to be affected?
Not right away, but yes, I think that is something that's at stake here. A 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is very attractive because the rate can never go up, no matter what happens in the bond market. And if rates go down, you can always refinance. And for the same reason, the lenders don't really like them. So we've been able to have a lot of 30-year mortgages because the government is involved. It's hard, although not impossible, to imagine they'll be as easy to get once these reforms take place, if they ever do. And after all, in most other rich countries, 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are very unusual. Most people have mortgages where the rate varies over time.
Now, again, also, as we've just heard, private companies are on the sidelines ready to take over Fannie and Freddie's role. So what exactly are we talking about here?
Look, making a mortgage, if the people pay it back, is a pretty good business. And so all the banks and all the investment banks that were involved in the process of taking mortgages from banks and turning them into securities and turning them into investors would like to be in this business. From their point of view, they'd love to be in the business and have Fannie and Freddie guaranteeing stuff. But they were enemies of Fannie and Freddie because they couldn't compete with them. So basically the question is, where are we going to draw the line? How much will the government do and how much will the private sector do? And the banks are eager to get into this business. And some of them, the critics say, are a little too eager to get in and not take enough of the risk or pay enough of the costs.
Okay, so the administration is presenting several options on what the government role should look like. Does the administration have a preferred option?
That's a good idea. I mean, the administration is presenting more than one option so that they don't give a target to the Republicans, don't give a bullseye and say, be against this. But I think it also reflects some disagreement within the administration about what to do. So Treasury Secretary Geithner and HUD Secretary Donovan, they seem to think a government backstop for the mortgage business is very important to keep the market going. But some of the current and former economic advisors to the president think that's not a good idea. That's how we got into this mess. That's just subsidizing private entities. And they want a much less of a government role. I mean, for instance, there's a professor at Harvard Business School who was in the White House for a while, David Sharfstein, and he's floating a plan in which there's a new government-owned corporation, but it would only step in at the last minute, only if we had a crisis like the one we just had. He calls it a guarantor of last resort.
So, David, that would seem to take us back to a time before the Great Depression when the mortgage market was entirely run by private companies.
Well, Renee, I don't think we're going to go back to that. But you're right. The mortgage market was entirely private until the Depression. It collapsed. So the government stepped in and never stepped out, and a lot more people got houses. So people who want a continuing government role say, my gosh, we don't want to go back to that. We tried it. But the other side, the proponents of privatization, say that, hey, it was the government's role here, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all these guarantees that made the bust worse. And besides, they say banks and markets and the whole mortgage financing industry has evolved so much that it can really stand on its own without the taxpayers getting stuck with all these losses.
David, thanks very much. David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.